Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship the Shore Radio. Radio.
Oh, look at this run! What a run! Marshawn Lynch! Still on his feet! Has blockers now! He's dancing his way! Can it get down?
Until it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing sacrifice your life?
To the most NFL pregame show on Ship to Shore Radio. Happy New Year's, everybody. Brought to you by the Zen Man. And I'm going to say it's 12 o'clock, but it feels like morning. I want to say good morning, but it is afternoon. So good afternoon, everybody. And this is officially the first day of the new year and the last day of the regular season for football. It's going to be a great day. I wish I did not have to work today. At least schedule me a 5 so I can watch the first games. Man, it's going to be fun. You know, the Dolphins are definitely not in it, but they have a big part of it, playing the Jets, trying to keep them out of the playoffs. And it's just going to be a fun day in football today. It's always good to come down to the last game and so many scenarios. And just, you know, some teams win and they're in. And we're going to get to that later. Can't wait for that all to go down in an hour. And let's talk about last week's scores a little bit. And the first game was Houston and Indianapolis. And Houston just not playing good. They lost 16-19 to Indy, who won their second straight game. Second straight game at home, but hey, man, give them credit. They're coming out strong. Obviously, they have pretty much they had locks on the first pick of the NFL draft, who everybody keeps talking about, Andrew Luck or whatever, but you know, they decided to play hard and make it interesting, I guess, and they would rather win some games for their fans, which is totally cool with me. And I'm totally shocked how this season goes. I mean, you know, you normally have a season, and it usually does kind of, you know, when you get a feel for it, and then you go, all right, well, it's going to end this way. This season is just totally different. You know, everybody's so, you know, you saw the Bills start to come out to a hot start, and look at them now, they're, I think, one of the worst teams in football, and I wouldn't have said that 10 weeks ago. And, you know, Indianapolis, I kind of thought they wouldn't win a game, and here they are, two games, a two-game winning streak, and now people are actually circling them on their pools this week, which you didn't see that at all. But good for them. You know, I picked Houston to win the Super Bowl, but that was before the whole injury fiasco, and now T.J. Yates being the quarterback. But I still think they're a good team, and we'll see what happens with them. Other games, the Suns, that was the Thursday night games, and all the other games were on Saturday because of Christmas. Denver, Buffalo, and wow, Buffalo destroyed them, 40-14. Very interesting game. I had a lot of people had Denver, but keeping Oakland in the playoffs with a loss, so they lose. It's a big game for Buffalo, and Tebow just 4 interceptions. It's not a good game for him at all. Hopefully, he can come back and play good today. Pittsburgh, St. Louis. Pittsburgh blanked up 27-0. Charlie Batch was the quarterback. And St. Louis couldn't get anything going on that game. Minnesota, Washington. Minnesota going into D.C. and winning 33-26. Cleveland at Baltimore. Baltimore wins 20-14. And I'm proud to say one of my favorite players, Joshua Cribbs, got his first punt return touchdown of the year. Tampa Bay at Carolina. Carolina just went off on him, 48-16. And good play by him, by Cam Newton. He now is the all-time rookie single-season passing yard leader. So good job to him. He should get around 4,000 today for the season after this game. Kansas City hosting Oakland. Oakland wins 16-13, and keeping their playoff hopes alive. Jacksonville at Tennessee. Tennessee still alive, even though the week before they lost to Indy, but they still have a good chance today. 23-17 win over Jacksonville. Arizona at Cincinnati. Cincinnati wins 23-16. Miami at New England. Wow, this is a lot closer than anybody thought. And remember last week I did pick this upset. I picked Miami to win. I was at work, man, and there's two games going on, this game and then the Jets-Giants game. And I left for they were watching the Giants game, so I really didn't know what was going on in the other game. I left to get a drink, check the score, 17-0 at halftime, Dolphins. But, wow, it turned around really quickly. And New England wins 27-24. Just a bad second half of the Dolphins. And a late touchdown, actually, but just wasn't enough. Tom Brady, 304 yards for him. Reggie Bush, another 100-yard game, 113 yards. And Brandon Marshall, 143. Good game for him. And let's talk about the other game, Jets, Giants. Big game for both. And the Giants win pretty easily, 29-14. San Diego at Detroit. Detroit winning big, 38-10. I did not expect that at all. San Diego's a good finishing team. They were playing really, really good lately, and Detroit just said, you know what, this is our year, and we're not going to let you ruin it. Stafford, 373. Good job. Game for him. Calvin, another 100-yard game, 102 for him. Receiving. And let's talk about San Francisco at Seattle. A lot of people had the upset. I didn't. I had San Fran winning by three. They won by two, 19-17. And they're pretty much all set for the first round bye. All they need is a win by the Rams, win against the Rams, and they're good. Philly at Dallas. Dallas not playing hard. Either way, I had Philly winning, and they did. Philly was 20-7 at Dallas. I picked Philly, and, you know, Dallas didn't play hard. After they could have clinched it, the only possible way they could have clinched it that week was if the Giants lost and they won. Giants won anyway, so Dallas really honestly had nothing to play for. And Romo did get hurt, so there was really no reason for them to play hard at all. They didn't. So it all comes down to today with Dallas and the New York Giants. Sunday night game was Christmas, and there was a game on, Chicago at Green Bay. Wasn't really a much of a game. Nobody really thought it was. Green Bay was 35-21. And the Monday night game, Atlanta at New Orleans. New Orleans and Drew Brees needed to get his yardage to pass Dan Marino. He got it just enough. I believe it was 5,084 yards by Dan Marino set in 1984, and it was just now passed by Drew Brees. And it didn't come to the end of the game. A 10-yard pass to Darren Sproles to pass it. I believe Drew Brees gets it by a couple yards, and he has a game today. And, you know, he has something to play for, but that's only if the 49ers, you know, lose, and I just don't see that. So it might not be too much playing for him today. We'll see. But he should extend the record a little bit. And, but anyways, congrats to him, and I wish him nothing but the best on that. And after those scores, and that brings us down to the last week of the season, week 17, and who's still in it? It was a, you know, week 16, obviously, yeah, there's a lot of teams still, you know, possible. You know, I think the Seahawks and the Cardinals had a chance, but they're not in it anymore. So who else still in it? Well, let's talk about the AFC. Five spots are clinched, you know, four spots are clinched. The top three seeds, fourth seed is still up for grabs. That would be the AFC West and Denver and Oakland, and they are tied as of the moment, but Denver has the tiebreaker, and all they have to do is just win against the Chiefs. Is it an easy win for them? And I don't know. I have Denver winning. I'm not going to sit here and say the Chiefs are good, but the Chiefs did beat the Packers this year, and the Chiefs do have a pretty high motivation with Kyle Orton as the quarterback being kicked out by Denver earlier in the year. And I wonder if that's enough to beat Tim Tebow at home. You know, I just don't know. Tebow obviously brings a lot of motivation and confidence to his own team. That's why I think they're going to win. You know, he's not a good quarterback as of stats and arm maybe, but he's a great leader. And I think their team is still good. You know, I'm not saying they lost. They got blown out by Buffalo last week. And I was a little shocked at that, but let's face it, Buffalo is still, you know, has a good team at home. But this is at home for Denver. I just think they're going to win. But if they don't win and Oakland beats San Diego, which I don't see that happening either. I have San Diego beating Oakland. Then Oakland would then be the fourth seed. But as of right now, Denver has it. And as long as they win, they're in. If they lose, Oakland still can lose, and they're still in. So we'll see what happens with that. But let's talk about the more confusing and interesting wild card spot. Like every year, the Ravens and the Steelers both have great seasons, and that fifth wild card is usually locked into one of those two teams, and it is. Still undecided, but it will be an AFC North team in the fifth spot, the wild card one. But the wild card two, the sixth seed in the AFC, currently is on hold for the Bengals. They have a tough game today hosting the Ravens. They're currently 0-3 against the Steelers and the Ravens this year, and kind of what I expected. But they're a good team, and I have, if they win, they're in. Simple. If they lose, they're not in. There's no way they can win because of too many scenarios for other teams. If they lose, the Titans are next in line. If the Titans can beat the Texans, then they are in. And I haven't said it yet, but I'm going to be honest with you. Titans really have a good shot at getting this seed, you know, and getting this spot. Because all they have to, they just have to win. And all that has to happen for them is the Bengals lose to the Ravens. And I'm telling you guys, that is possible. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But the Titans are playing the Texans, and I think the Texans are not going to be resting anybody. They have, I mean, they're because of TJ Yates, their third-string quarterback, they're going to be playing hard today, I believe. So the Titans, I don't know if it's a gimme or not. Like I said, Texans losing to the Colts. I give credit more to the Colts in that one, but I don't know how that game's going to play out, honestly. I mean, you think about them playing easy. Well, even if they play hard, are they playing good? You know, but I still think the Titans are going to beat them today. A lot of willpower for them. They need to win that game. But if they lose, it's really if they both lose, then it kind of gets a little complicated. Basically, Oakland's next in line. If Oakland wins, there's two ways they can go. Well, three ways they can go. If Denver loses, then they just go to the playoffs in the fourth seed. If Denver wins, then they still have a shot at the wild card, and that's where this comes into play. If both those teams win, if the Titans and the Bengals lose, then Oakland would then get the wild card spot. So the two teams from the AFC West, which I never thought would happen, would make the playoffs. Or if they win and Denver wins, and one of those other two teams when they hit the couch, but that's another story. But if the Jets are sitting there, I'm sorry, the Jets just have no shot of making it, but it is possible, and I say that with love, and this is how the Jets can make it. The Bengals have to lose first. Then the Titans have to lose. Then one of the two AFC West teams has to lose. It doesn't matter who. Denver loses, that's fine, whatever. If one of those teams lose, then the Jets have to win, and then they're in. Some say the Jets have the easiest team to play, and that's the Dolphins. Looking at the records, sure, they do, but I'm going to be honest with you. I know I'm in Miami, and I could probably get to the stadium in 20 minutes, but no, that's going to be a tough game for them. You watch ESPN, they say the same thing. Dolphins are definitely a better team than their record says. And they may even be a better team than the Jets, and they're at home. I work at Sports Fanatic. It's just my new job. Nothing but sports. All week long, just people coming in for Jets shirts and whatnot. Everybody's going to the game. Even somebody right after we close at you know, yell at me and coming past the gate just to get a shirt to wear for tomorrow. So it should be a crazy game, but I have the Jets not winning that game regardless. So even if that all that happens, they still got to win, and I don't see that. But that's what has to happen. In the NFC, it's much, much more easy to figure out. It's just one game. It's just one game, yeah. Whoever wins goes in. It can shift around a little bit, but as far as who gets in the playoffs, it just goes on to tonight's game, Sunday night football. It is the Cowboys and the Giants. It's going to be played in the Meadowlands. Giants just, I think, are the better team, but we'll see who wins that game. They both have the same record, so when I finally realized they have the same record, honestly, it's up for grabs, but Giants look like they've had a better year than the Giants, but we'll see what happens with that. Whoever wins is in, everything else is kind of in the lock since last week's games. But with that, let's get into my predictions, and but I think it's a good time to get into my predictions. Here they are. Here's my picks. Detroit wins 31-20 at Green Bay. Green Bay is not going to be playing anybody. Detroit has enough to play for, and I think that they definitely want to get revenge on Green Bay, and I think they want to win. San Francisco at St. Louis. A big season for San Fran. They're not going to ruin it by losing to the Rams. I think they win 25-10. The Jets at Miami. Jason Taylor's last game as an NFL player. He played a season at the Jets. Longtime Dolphin. He wants to play at a great game. Wants to hit Sanchez. Dolphins are just a better team than the Jets right now. At home, 35-17 Miami. The Chicago Bears at the Minnesota Vikings. I think the Vikings win at home, 35-20. Buffalo at New England. I think New England still has enough to play for. They know that there's a bunch of hard teams. With the Ravens playing the Bengals, who they already beat this year. You know, if they win that game, New England has to win, or they got to be the second seed. That's big, because then they go to the AFC Championship game. They don't want to be on the road, especially when it's a team like the Ravens or the Steelers. They know they got to be at home. It's a big game for them, and they got to win that. So I think they beat Buffalo 31-20. Carolina at New Orleans. I don't think New Orleans plays that hard. Carolina's a young team. They want to win. I think Carolina wins 35-20. New Orleans is going to realize that they're not going to move down any. And they know the 49ers aren't going to lose to the Rams. So I think they know that winning or losing, they're going to be in the same spot. So I think they play mediocre, and Carolina wins 35-20. Washington at Philly. Philly's trying to salvage their season. I don't think they want to at least, if they can win this game, they're at 500. That's much better than people were thinking as they saw them throughout the season. So I think Philly wins easy, 31-13. Indy at Jacksonville. Indy, I know you won two in a row, but those were at home. I think on the road at Jacksonville, I think Jacksonville gets a win. They have the top rusher in the league with Mojo, and I think they win 23-20. Tennessee at Houston. I just got to pick Tennessee. They have too much to play for, and Houston just lost to the Colts, and they have no reason to really start anybody big and play that hard. I think Tennessee wins 31-20. Give them a great shot to make the playoffs. Tampa Bay at Atlanta. I think Atlanta wins easy. They're 27-13, like I said. You know, Detroit's playing Green Bay. Possibility that Detroit could lose, and Atlanta wants to win that game so they can play, you know, the Giants or the Cowboys instead of, you know, the Saints in the first round. So I think they do play tough, but they're in the playoffs either way. Baltimore at Cincy. This is my upset. I think both those teams are going to play hard. I think Baltimore has enough to play for, enough incentive. You know, I think they know that the Bills can beat the Pats. The Bills obviously beat them earlier in the season. Not playing great, but the Bills just scored 40 on the Broncos last week. So I think Baltimore knows if they win, they have a chance to get that first seed. And if they win, they can stay out of the wild card and get that second seed. Big difference. So with their old players, they definitely want to get some rest. I just don't know how much harder they're going to be playing than Cincy. I think Cincy at home needs to win this. They know they have to win. If they lose, I mean, they're good right now, but that's only if they win. If they lose, they have too much going against them. I think Cincinnati gets it, 27-20. I hope they do. Out of all those teams fighting for it, I like Cincinnati. I like their team.
if without being stuck in a tough, tough division, I think they would have already been clinching, but they've had to play some tough teams. Pittsburgh at Cleveland, I think Pittsburgh wins 27-20. I just heard that Roethlisberger is going to play us, so I would now pick the Pittsburgh. I had Cleveland winning, but with Pittsburgh and Ben Roethlisberger and their defense, I think Pittsburgh is going to pull away with that win, knowing that they have a lot of opportunities with the win there. Kansas City at Denver. Denver wins 23-10. I know Tebow's had his ups and downs and lost big last week, but there's one thing that you can count on him to do is to turn around quickly and win games. So I think that they're going to – they have to win to get in for the most part. So, I think they win 23-10 at home to, I guess, the Chiefs. But good story there, Kyle Orton coming back to the team that kicked him out. And he has a chance to kick them out of the playoffs. So it'll be an interesting game to watch. Definitely one of the games of the week. San Diego at Oakland. Even if Denver loses, I think they're in because I think San Diego beats Oakland. San Diego, I think, will win 31-20. I think San Diego is a better team than Oakland. And McFadden is questionable, but they said he probably won't play. He should play in the playoffs if they end up reaching it. But like I said a lot of times, it's very there's no counting anybody out anymore. Those teams are losing and winning all the time. It's just really tough to say who's in, who's out. That's my prediction. San Diego beats Oakland. Denver's in. Seattle and Arizona, two teams that actually were still in the hunt last week, surprisingly. Two teams from the NFC West. Two very young teams, two alike teams. I think Arizona wins at home, though, 33-24, which for both these teams that make big impacts next year with their youth and their speed. And I think right now they're a playoff team as far as how they play. They just had a really rough start. And the game of the week is the Dallas Cowboys at the Giants. I have yet to hear any analysts say that the Cowboys are going to win, and I don't think they're going to win either. I think the Giants win easily, 37-23. They're just a better team all around, especially with the fact that DeMarco Murray is out for the year. New York's just a better defensive team, offensive team, Victor Cruz, Eli Manning. Especially at the end of the game, you want Eli and you don't want Romo. So I just think it's just going to be an easy game for the Giants. But both teams are very inconsistent, and I think that it's still a game worth watching, and I wouldn't count anybody out.
Yeah, so it should be definitely a crazy week in football, and I'm looking forward to it. And I thought it might be fun to give out my awards of the 2011 NFL football season. Let's not forget that we did have a lockout. Everybody's kind of happy-go-lucky now, but yeah, man. Here's my award ceremony for 2011.
And I do have my award ceremony going out right now. I have about 10 awards going out to the players. And it's pretty solid awards. And let's start off with my MVP. Everybody, you know what, this is going to go to Aaron Rodgers, NFL reality-wise. You know, that's what everybody's saying. But I'm giving it to Drew Brees. I mean, the guy just passed Dan Marino's all-time single season mark from 1984. He just passed that with one game to go. He has 5,085 passing yards this year, 37 touchdowns, 11 picks. I have the from last week's stats. I didn't realize that until just now. I know from last week's stats, he now has 5,085 passing yards. I believe he has now about 40 touchdowns. I think he has 13 picks. What a great year. And you know what? You know, they only have two more losses than the Packers. I don't know why you would – I mean, that would be – if they were undefeated, the Packers, I think, maybe give it to Rodgers. But I just think, you know, the Saints wouldn't be anywhere without Brees, just like the Packers wouldn't be anywhere without Rodgers. They're both very equal players. They're both very deserving. I just personally think a guy like Brees just setting the mark and just having a great year with the passing yards, I mean –
Got to give it to him. But, you know, he's on pace for 5,463. Just crazy. So that's just my theory. I think Drew Brees should be the MVP of the league. But from what I hear, they're going to give it to Aaron Rodgers from the Packers. But still another game to go. Rob, Packers lose another game. It's only one game difference. I don't know. We'll see. Rookie of the Year, obviously Cam Newton just told you all the records that he's broken. 3,722 passing yards. That was the week before stats. I guess NFL.com didn't decide to update the stats. But I already told you how many he had. And he's on pace for around 4,300 yards. 17 passing touchdowns, 13 rushing touchdowns. He's very equal, very evenly dispersed. 609 yards rushing on the ground. Comeback player of the year, I have Steve Smith. Before last game, he had 1,300 receiving yards. That was only at 14 games. Last year, he played 14 games, only had 554 receiving yards. Obviously, Cam Newton, a big help for that. But, you know, that's an 800 yards difference than last year. Clearly, that wasn't all Cam. That was Steve Smith really stepping it up and having a huge turnaround. I can't name another receiver on that team. So, you know, obviously, they're double-teaming him, and he's still doing great. He had 6 touchdowns as of last week, and he only had 2 last year, so just a great year for him. And you know what? It is a great year for the Panthers. There's so much life. And as a fan having such a bad year last year, they're at least exciting to watch. And you know that the best is still going to come. They're going to get better. And, you know, it's just fun to watch. Most surprising player award, I'm going to give to Tim Tebow. Started 3 games last year, 1-2. He has played, he's played 10 games this year. He's 7-3 as a starter. And he's a great shot to make it to the playoffs, turn this team around. No stats to really talk about. You know, everybody's talking about he didn't get selected to the Pro Bowl. Well, no, he's not, you know, of course not, with his stats. I mean, you know, I understand that the Pro Bowl really wasn't meant for Tebow, you know. The Pro Bowl's meant for fun players to watch and just have great stats. Tebow's really meant for serious games. If there's a serious Pro Bowl, I think you would put Tebow as a starting quarterback. But that's not the case. Like I said, last year, not so good. This year, he just shocked everybody, the Broncos. I mean, not to say that a lot of teams haven't been really consistent this year, but the Broncos where they were at before Tebow came in, I have a lot of doubts. But he came back, and he's a winner. And, yeah, he's, like I said, 7-3 so far this year, and he's about to make the playoffs. And I credit that also to the lack of talent I see in the AFC West. But definitely a great year for the Broncos, and it's not over. They still have to take care of business on Sunday, but they should, and I look forward to seeing them in the playoffs this year. I'm not sure how far they're going to go, but it'd definitely be a big accomplishment for the Broncos. My most disappointing player award goes to Chris Johnson. Before last week, he only had 930 yards, on pace for 1,063. And he had 2,006 yards in 2009, not too long ago. And he finally gets a big contract, and he barely gets 1,000. I just think it's very disappointing. Titans, although, still have a decent chance of making the playoffs with one game to go. So he may have a second redemption if he gets to play in the playoffs and he plays great. He has been having a good second half. And we'll see if he can turn it around and maybe have a good playoffs or have a good next year at least. Still a young player, still the fast running back in the league. Most surprising team, definitely the 49ers, 11-3. They clinched a division a month ago, and they haven't given up a rush touchdown all season except for last season. They gave it 1 to Marshawn Lynch, but still 1 is just incredible. Currently second in the NFC, should have a locked up playing the Rams this week, and should have home field advantage, not at least. Well, they're not home field, but a first-round bye. So with their defense, it's really, honestly,
it really is a true defense wins games. So their defense is staggering. I don't see them beating the Packers or the Saints, but you know what? As history will tell you, they have a great shot at it. So we'll see what happens with that. Most disappointed team, no question, the Eagles. I think if there were a couple more games left, they would have gotten in the playoffs. Because I, as of right now, I think they're a better team than the Cowboys and the Giants. But like I said, it's too little too late. They're 6-8. Prior to last week, they won. So they're 7-8. Have a chance to finish at 500. But obviously, everybody's projecting 13, 14 wins. They lost to the Bills, the 49ers, the Giants, the Falcons, the Bears, Cardinals, Patriots, and the Seahawks. A couple good teams, a couple of bad teams. Shouldn't have lost all those games. But better luck next year. They could have actually gotten in the playoffs, surprisingly. They had a shot at it last week, but stuff didn't go their way. So that's what happens when you kind of hang by a thread with two games to go. Best kicker award goes to Matt Prater, who actually did not make the Pro Bowl. I think he made it as an alternate. Sebastian Janikowski made it. I can't really fault that. I think Matt Prater's had a much better year, much more impactful year with his leg, but I think Janikowski deserves it because of the fact that he actually has not made a Pro Bowl selection ever. I am astonished by that when I heard it, but I think the fact that he has not achieved a Pro Bowl selection yet, I say give it to Janikowski. He's had a much better career and much more deserving. But Matt Prater definitely has Pro Bowl insight as a starter for sure. Well, what a year he's had. He's just as important as Tebow for the Broncos team. Without Prater, they would have not won that many games. And my coach of the year, my midseason coach of the year was not Jim Harbaugh. It was a coach over there for Cincinnati because of the fact that I thought he had a lot, Marvin Lewis, he had a lot less people to work with. But I'm giving it to Jim Harbaugh. I realized that he really didn't have too much to work with either, and he still, if you look at both those teams now, it's a big difference when the 49ers with 13 wins, just an incredible year. And have a great shot at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, definitely. They have a shot at the Super Bowl, and I just think they have a great defense. But whatever, I don't know how they did it, but wow, they have a great defense. And the defense does win championships, and I don't know why. You know, when you think of the Super Bowl, I'm thinking, wow, Saints, Packers, Patriots, something like that, but you know, the best defense usually honestly prevails, and San Fran has the best defense by far. So definitely look for them to have a good shot at that. Wait, who is this? What are you doing here? Baby. You never heard the extended version of the injury report, baby. I say it every week. More important than the injury, baby. Challenge me, I dare you. And with that, here are the injuries. I feel that it's unimportant because of two reasons. One, there are no fantasy championships today. Well, there may be. If there are, I feel sorry for you. If your commissioner really put a championship game on the last week of the regular season, it's just horrible. That means if you have if you have these all-star quarterbacks that have everything clinched, then you're not going to get any playing time from them. But also, there's going to be other players out today due to decisions, and not even out, just having not playing that much. But here are the injuries. Reggie Bush out with an injury. He will not play against the Jets. Colt McCoy still not going to play. It'll be Seneca Wallace getting the start. Jake Ballard, tight end for the Giants, will not play tonight against the Cowboys. James Starks, running back for the Packers, not playing. Greg Jennings as well, not playing. And speaking of the Packers, this is not an injury. This is just not playing him because of I guess, having everything clinched. It's Aaron Rodgers. Will not play today. I believe it's Matt Flynn. We'll get the start. Marion Barber for the Bears, not playing today. Mark Ingram and Lance Moore for the Saints, not playing. Those are all injuries. Everything I've said have been injuries except for Aaron Rodgers. Sam Bradford, AJ Feely, both hurt. So it'll be Clemens again getting the start. Jackie Battle, injured, not playing. Brian Dawkins, not playing as well. And Darren McFadden, who actually was talked about as questionable earlier in the week. He is not playing as well. Those are my injuries. I haven't heard anything else about not playing people. But like I said, there's going to be a assortment of players. Like, I believe Drew Brees will probably play a half, maybe. That's about it. And I think, like I said, Aaron Rodgers is definitely not going to play at all. That's what they said. What about Peyton Manning? What about Tom Brady? I feel that they have a lot to play for. I mean, they're the first seed. They worked a lot. He is actually kind of hurt, though. His shoulder is hurt. I believe it was from running the ball and diving last week. But, you know, he's good enough to play. You think, well, you know, he's not going to play that much last game of the season. But he has a lot to play for. That first seed is important to them to get that to be home field. That's the only shot. I mean, I know they're the best team probably in the AFC. But I feel like if they're on the road playing the Ravens, which is the only – I mean, if the worst that they can end up is being second and the Ravens being first. So they might have to play the Ravens at Baltimore if they lose this game today. That's not a community game for them. The Ravens, I feel, are my Super Bowl team. But so I think they play – I think Tom Brady plays the whole game, or at least until the game is over, as far as them scoring points. If they have it wrapped up, they have a 20-point lead. He's an upset probably. But like I said, he's still going to have a first-round bye either way, so he's going to have a week off. So the Ravens – are going to play everybody. They have a lot going on. They could be first or they could be fifth, depending on if they win or lose, if the Pats or the Steelers win or lose. They can move around. Houston, I think Houston plays all the way. I mean, who are they going to put in? T.J. Yates is going to be the quarterback. He's going to play. And as for everybody else below them, well, they're going to obviously play hard. They got to get in the playoffs. As for Pittsburgh, it's just going to be this Big Ben. He's going to play. He plays every week that he can. They said he's probable. It's Big Ben. He doesn't want to sit for any reason, so he's going to play. Like I said, they can move up a lot of spots. I mean, this first round. I mean, I know they're a fifth seed right now, but with one game to go, it's still the first round bye. It's still possible. And let's just bring it in right now to my predictions. So my final thought. And I just gave you my predictions. So what does that mean for the playoffs? Well, if what I said comes true as far as predictions, which I know it hasn't been 100% true, don't call me a liar. I give my best when it comes to predictions all year long. But I will easily say this has been the toughest year in picking games ever. Because of the lockout, I think there were just not that much practicing before the season started, and just some surprise teams came out, and it's you know, you can see it. You know, you see teams that started off great and are not anymore. But without further ado, here is what the seedings will look like if what I said came true. Pats will win. I believe they have the first seed in the AFC. I think second seed will belong to the Steelers. I think the Ravens lose to the Bengals, and I think the Steelers beat the Browns, which will give the Steelers a one-game lead ahead of the Ravens, and I think the Steelers would have the second seed. That's not really how I want it to end, but this is how I think it's going to end. Third seed is all locked up for the Texans, win or lose, but I think they lose anyways. The fourth seed, I think, will go to Denver because I think they win against Kansas City. And like I said, the Ravens move down to that fifth seed with the wild card. And I think the sixth seed will go to the Bengals because they beat the Ravens. I think they lock up that sixth spot. And hopefully they do, because I think they have a great young team And I know I counted them out because of their schedule, but these other teams have been so gracious during the holiday season and giving them a chance. And here it is. So they just have to win today. They're in. In the NFC, like I said, the playoffs are already kind of locked a little bit. Packers already have the first seed locked up. 2 seed will remain with 49ers, I believe, because they all they have to do is just beat the Rams. That's not hard at all. So I think they win. I think the Saints definitely have the 3rd seed. 4th seed will belong to the NFC East champions, whoever that may be. That'll be decided tonight after the Giants get it, though. So I think the Giants have the 4th seed at 9-7. Wildcard spots, it can still be decided, too. Detroit has a game lead on the Falcons, so they have the 5th seed. But if they were to tie at the after today, Falcons would then have the 5th seed. Detroit plays Green Bay, and I have them winning. And as you just saw, Matt Flynn is going to be the starting quarterback for Green Bay. So I do have the Detroit Lions winning that game. So I think the Lions will have the 5th seed. And as a 6th seed, I have the Falcons. So those are my final standings predictions. And if that comes true, here am I basically, I think the Ravens will make the Super Bowl. And I think the Saints will make the Super Bowl. And I think out of those two, I know Drew Brees, he looks good, but I then have the Ravens. That's going to be a great game if that happens. I think the Ravens win due to their defense. And I don't know, man. My dad says that they're old, but I think that they're good. As you see this year, the Ravens have won the games that mattered. They've lost a couple questionable ones, like the Seahawks, but I think when it comes down to business, they come to play, and I think that they're going to run through the AFC. Even though I predict them to be the 5th seed, they've already beaten Pittsburgh, and they've beaten – well, they didn't play anyone this year, but I feel that they will beat them as well. So that is my final thought. Thank you for joining me today. It's been a great morning, I suppose, for the Zen Man. I did finish a whole bottle last night, but I feel great. I just wanted to celebrate New Year's. And got work at 2:30. I will have the game, well, at least one game on, so that'll be hopefully I'll be paying attention to the customers and not the TV. But there might be a little bit of both. But with that, Happy New Year's, guys. Join me next Thursday for another edition of the Southern Most Sports Wrap. It'll be 11 o'clock to the midnight. And I'll have a lot to talk about, even though the season will be over. That's a lot to talk about in itself. And I'm sorry, guys. I'm anxious. The Zen Man is anxious. I want to see these games. I want to see how it's playing out. I've been talking so much all this week about what I think is going to happen. You got to love the final day of the regular season. It's going to be fun. The MLB season was fun at the final games of the season. So I hope the NFL lives up to the hype. And join Captain Frank and Dredd Tuesday night with Dredd Sports Talk with his trusty person and Evil Rob. And with that, I'm going to say Happy New Year's again. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and hope this year is another great year for everybody. And watch the football today. It will be fun, I assure you. And with that, I'm going to say good day to you guys. Good luck to your teams. Hope you guys make the playoffs. And I'll see you next week. Thank you.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Oh, look at this run. What a run. Marshawn Lynch. Still on his feet. Ken Walker's now. He's dancing his way. And it's a touchdown.
To the most NFL pregame show on Ship to Shore Radio.